Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you know someone who is a survivor? Well, I think we all do. Perhaps you are the survivor listening today. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to experience two traumatic brain injuries? Not one, but we're talking about two. Have you ever wanted to know why your brain and mind can keep you stuck in life? Now, would you like to learn what happens when a brain misfires? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Thrive? Don't just survive. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to survive and how to thrive? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she has been on the show before, but she hasn't been back in a while, so I'm really pleased to have her with us. She'll share information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice on how to survive and how to thrive. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Now it is time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is known as the Thrive Expert. Thrives after two traumatic brain injuries ended life as she knew it. In her altered mind-body, she constantly reinvents herself, forging a new path in life. While working as a physiotherapist in residential crisis care facility, my guest was attacked and suffered a traumatic brain injury that left her retired on medical disability, left with very poor functioning and the words to her that this is as good as it gets, learn to live with it. She chose to create her own paradigm to heal and then to help others do the same. Then, in 2011, surgery to remove a brain tumor caused her second TBI, leaving her unable to speak, swallow, or walk. Again, she chose to heal. Others urged her to share her story, and she felt compelled to let people know that healing is not about being how you were. It is about accepting who you are now and moving forward every day. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Allie Bierman. Hi, Allie. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific, January. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm doing great. I just, before we went on the air, I shared with you that we're having our first snowfall of the year. As I'm sitting here in the studio, I'm looking out at a winter wonderland. Could you talk a little bit about how your success story began. Tell us a little bit about where you were born and who your early mentors were.
Oh, wow. I was actually born in Brooklyn, New York. And I always loved to read and to write. And interestingly, probably the earliest mentors I remember were Helen Keller and Eleanor Roosevelt. I just loved reading what they shared, and it inspired me to take on the world. I've always been an out there person. When I get an idea, I see it through.
Mm-hmm. And you were a graduate of Duke University and Marymount University, and you have 13 best-selling books that are out there, and you're listed in more than one half dozen Who's Who's books. Now, when you graduated from college, were you writing then, or is that something you did later?
Actually, when you're a writer, in my opinion, you're born a writer. And I remember the day I learned how to write my first three words, and I've been writing since I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Now, do you have other siblings, or are you live with your family now?
No, actually, my family lives across the country back east, which is where I lived most of my life. And I'm in Meridian, Idaho, which is the number one best place to live in the U.S., according to USA Today.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
It's a great place.
What prompted you to go to Idaho?
I wanted to leave the East Coast energy. I'm very energy sensitive, and to me, I felt it was very frenetic. I mean, the kids there have daytimers. Everybody's so busy and they're in such a hurry. And I just wanted to go someplace calmer. And I had been out here. I knew some people, and I noticed a really big difference. In fact, I've heard more than once people came out here for a visit and never left. That's sort of what I did.
Well, you know, that's probably a good description of Payson, Arizona. A lot of people that we know, they came here and just thought they were passing through. And just as you said, they never left. They're still here. It's wonderful to live in a small town, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. I know the mayor. I know the director of the, sometimes I miss my words, the Chamber of Commerce, and I mean, they're like friends. It's incredible. You can walk right into the Capitol and see your congressmen and your senators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, how old were you when you suffered your first traumatic brain injury?
I was 46 at the time.
Okay. And this was an attack that you were that disabled you, right?
Yes, it was. The universe works perfectly, and it was that attack that taught me and opened up this whole world for me. Mm-hmm. I worked in crisis care as a psychotherapist. We had very dangerous clients. Everybody knew this person was going to attack someone because every couple of weeks he attacked someone. Uh-huh. And I happened to be the lucky person on duty the night she went into a psychotic episode, and she cornered and attacked me.
Oh, my gosh. Now, after you were attacked, how long did it take for you to recover from that first attack?
It actually took me 3 years to get back a semblance of living a normal life. I was struggling through every day. There's something I really, really would like to share with your listeners. You can't have a minor brain injury just like you can't be a little bit pregnant. Mm-hmm. When your brain gets hurt, your whole brain's going to be impacted. And what I've noticed, and I noticed this in clients, and I thought they were faking it, and I'm very upset that I had those thoughts about them. There's an exhaustion that's completely unfathomable, and it took me a couple of years to recognize that I was living with an energy bank account. so that I knew if I did 30 minutes of activity, it would take me 2 hours to recover. So until somebody knows that, and I think most people with brain injuries don't know that, and it's really difficult for family and friends to understand what's going on. People aren't trying to get out of work. They really, really need to rest. It's the only way the brain can heal.
Oh, okay. So this attack occurred. The aftermath, emotionally, I just can't imagine what that must have been like. So you went to a brain rehab center. How long were you there?
Well, it wasn't in-house. I actually went there every day. I don't really remember how many months it was.
Now, after this first attack, you were still able to speak, and it wasn't as debilitating as the second one, was it?
Well, it was debilitating in a very different way. I had lost my short-term memory, which meant I couldn't follow a conversation. I couldn't listen to a book or watch TV or a movie. And the huge gift was I had to go within and discover who I am and how to communicate with the universe, with my angels, my guides, with my higher self, my spirit. It was an extraordinary gift. I didn't even realize any of this existed until that happened. And without the injury, I couldn't have. And another amazing, amazing gift was you don't see with your eyes, you see with your brain. And I actually couldn't use my eyes for about 17 months. It was too painful, and what I saw was too distorted to have my eyes open. I was so dizzy, I couldn't even stand up without losing my balance. Now, what happened, you hear how your other sensors make up for what you lose? My hearing became so keen. I could hear things a block away, which on the one hand was really, really painful. But on the other hand, if I was walking down the street, I could hear air movement or not moving. So I knew if I was passing a car or a tree or a building, when I'd pour, say, a glass of water, I could hear the pitch rising as the water got to the top. It was so amazing that when I started being able to use my eyes again, it felt like a loss to me.
Wow. What an experience. What an amazing experience for you to put into books and to share with us now. Speaking of amazing, we're going to hear from some amazing sponsors. And when we come back with Allie, we're going to talk about her book. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine, certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive. She brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse Jewelry Line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones. I'm visiting with a dear friend who's been on the show before, Allie Bierman, and she is the author of Thrive, Don't Just Survive. Now, Allie, let's talk a little bit about after you had been to brain rehab and it took you 3 years to sort of recover, then what happened when you had your second seizure?
Well, what happened was my body was slowly going numb. So after 3 years of it progressing from one hand up my arm, around my neck, down the other hand, I finally got an MRI and we saw a brain tumor wrapped around my brain stem. So in the process of removing the brain tumor, there were three nerves inside, and the neurosurgeon had warned me. He said, you might wake up unable to speak or swallow. Mm-hmm. And like a kid in my head, I said, no, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, okay.
But that is what happened. I could barely move. And it was pretty darn terrifying.
I'm sure it was. So after this terrifying experience, did you go back to rehab or how did you try to recover from this episode?
Well, I went into rehab from the hospital. And then after that, I went into a rehab that my friends would drive me to. And what's interesting, because of my work in the mental health field, I know that a neurosurgeon considers it a success if he brings the patient through the surgery and they're still alive. Mm-hmm. And there isn't really a consideration of the quality of life.
Yeah.
And with the physical therapist, they were helping me so that I could swallow. I'm not going to tell you, like, even today I can swallow without paying attention.
Uh-huh.
And to walk. And they're not really looking at, is your gait right? So mm-hmm. I discovered I could walk not really well. And mm-hmm. I just had to recognize my body's a computer. I had to figure out a lot of stuff for myself. But that's the fact that I did figure it out. That I hear the messages. The universe talks to us constantly. Mm-hmm. It's always guiding us toward our best life. And I joined the local gyms right down the street from me. Mm-hmm. And this very young trainer used to be a physical therapist. And after 3 months of working with him, I could do things with the right side of my body I hadn't been able to do for 3.5 years. Things that the neurosurgeon said, well, the nerves that control the muscles are gone. You're not going to be able to heal. But I can't explain it because I see how odd my shoulder looks, but I can mm-hmm. do these things. And I believe mm-hmm. I can do them because I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely an inspirational story. It's a story about positive thinking. After this second incident, how long did it take you to recover from this?
I'm still in the process. It's almost uh-huh. 4 years. But uh-huh. right now, when I open my mouth, I'm 99.9% sure that my voice is going to come out. Mm-hmm. I know how to pay attention to how I speak so you can understand me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how to pay attention when I'm walking or if I want to jog or run. I'm really looking forward to continuing to heal because I used to be an athlete and I miss the sports that I used to do.
Now, share with us a little bit about the powerful thoughts, the power that you had to pull from yourself to go through this.
Yeah, this is everything that I write, like on my blog, and I make lots of videos. It's something I experience myself first, and I say, okay, this worked for me. I'm going to share it. So one day I was lying in bed because I was still learning how to sit up and hold my head up and all that stuff. And I asked the universe, why did this happen to me? I think that's pretty common for everyone who suffers any kind of trauma. And my immediate answer came, and it was, look across your life. You have all these gifts. I've been a writer and an artist and a composer all my life. And because I have all these abilities, I am able to reach people, whether they learn from audio or from video or from the written word. I can reach a large audience, and that's why all these things came together. So, and I'm a metaphysical minister, and the way I look at it is my whole life has been a training and a preparation to launch my mission and to recognize my purpose. Another time when I was lying there and I couldn't speak and the swallow, and I'm talking about swallowing my own saliva, not just food, all of that was so hard. And I noticed that I was high, like ecstatic, like the way I used to feel when I would work out. And I thought, oh boy, this doesn't make any sense at all. And in that moment, I recognized I was very happy. And this is what true happiness is. It has nothing to do with events. It's a lifestyle. It's how you run your head. And happiness, your level of happiness, is what determines your well-being and your success all across your life.
Yeah. I noticed on your blog you write about thinking, the source of all struggle, and you write, it's thinking that gets you in trouble. It's your thoughts that cause your stress. The habit of living in your left brain has you thinking that you're going insane and your life is a mess. There's a very simple solution to that. Would you share that solution with our listeners, Allie?
Absolutely. It's what I learned after the first injury. It's going within. When you can turn off the chatter that you may not recognize is going on all the time, when you turn off your ego mind, then and only then can you just be. And when you're able to just be, you tune into the God energy source, whatever word you call it, the oversoul. And in that space, it's honestly, I can't even find words to describe it. It's a bliss. It's a contentment that I believe we're meant to live that way. And the way I access it is by living in the present moment and through meditation. And meditation can be something as simple as just paying attention to your breathing. You don't have to breathe a certain way. You don't need to sit a certain way. Just notice your breathing and you're quiet down. And I just go to, I don't even know where it is. I just know my mind's quiet. And that's how I get all my information and do all my healing. Sometimes I've been meditating for so many years. Sometimes before I meditate, I'll set an intention of getting a particular solution to something that I want to achieve. And that usually happens in the meditation.
And it's an interesting experience to really get into meditation. I've had some issues with my lungs and oxygen, and so I've been doing, as you said, deep breathing exercises, and it is such an incredible way to tap into the universe. It's a very therapeutic thing to do. We're so fortunate to have Ali share this with us today, and speaking of fortunate, we're fortunate to have wonderful sponsors. We're going to hear from them right now. When we come back with Ali, she's going to share her website information. We're going to talk about all of the books that she has at Amazon that you can purchase. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.GodReconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's GodReconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. I'm also pleased to announce that Priceless Personality is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we're visiting with a very, very priceless personality today. Ali Bierman is with us on the show. Ali, could you share some website information and share with my listeners how they can get your books?
Yes. My website is Thrive. Don't just survive.com. There's no punctuation. So it's T H R I V E D O N T S U R V I V E .com.
Okay. It's a wonderful website. At the website, you can download 7 tips daily checklist that will help you to thrive, don't just survive. We'll go over this checklist later. Also, Ali's books are at Amazon.com. You can follow her there. She has 13 books that she's published. Some of the titles are amazing, such as What You Don't Know, You Don't Know, Mental Illness. I love this one. Stay at home, mom. Lousy pay, lousy hours, priceless rewards. And you even did Cat Lovers, a story just for you. Also, you did a wonderful book on recipes for your family. Just, you're so prolific. Do you write every day, Ali? How does this all come about?
As I said earlier, when writing is something that's inside you, it's kind of like an addiction. It's something you have to do. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do it, I feel I'm missing something.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So with both injuries, I lost my ability to actually write, to be able to hold a pen and to be able to do it. And it was excruciatingly painful on an emotional level because speaking it is important and actually in many ways more powerful, but it's not the mm-hmm. same as writing.
Well, so how do you write? Do you write, do you speak your words and then they get printed out?
Yes, and it's very amusing. Sometimes the universe plays with us. When I was doing Success Mode with you many years ago,
uh-huh.
I had earned enough reward points to purchase the Dragon Speak because I couldn't use my hands. And I thought, this is outstanding. I'll still be able to write my books by speaking them. And that came while I was in the hospital for the surgery. That left me unable to speak. So it's been a fun and challenging journey. And what I do now is it takes me a long time to write things because my typing is still coming. And when I use the speech, sometimes I spend more time correcting what comes up. But I'm improving my enunciation. So everything gets better. And, you know, if something you really want to do, nothing is going to stop you. Just nothing. You're going to make it happen.
Well, you're living proof of that. In Chapter 9, you write about deceptive appearances. Could you share your thoughts on that topic?
Yeah, if you look at me from the outside, especially if you're watching me work out, so you see what my shoulder's doing, you might wonder what's going on. How can I be doing the things that I'm able to do? And on the flip side of that is there are so many people in the world with what I call invisible injuries. We look fine. A brain injury, for me, both times it was a closed head injury. I looked fine. And people had no clue how hard I was working in every minute to appear normal. Well, there are people out there who some of them were born that way. Some of them got that way from injuries, and they look fine. But they, too, are working very hard. And I think compassion is probably the most important way that we can live with others and be tolerant if somebody's a little bit slow or if they don't understand something. Because you know what? In every minute, each of us is doing the best that we can.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting when I look at the scope of your entire life. You've lived through a diversity of life experiences as a wife, a mom, an intuitive coach, professional volunteer, youth soccer coach, volunteer and teacher in the public schools, psychotherapist, artist, composer, musician, a specialized kinesiologist, and a minister. And now you are one of the most prolific guests that I've ever had on the show. Is writing, for me, writing is just, I get an adrenaline rush. Does that happen for you too?
It's kind of interesting. I am like Deepak Chopra. He says, God writes the books and I collect the royalties. When I want to, when I want to write a book or write a song, create a sculpture, painting, whatever I'm making, I let the universe know what I want. And everything happens in divine timing and I'll sit down and out it comes, whatever it is. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to work at it. I don't have to really plan it. It just flows right through me. And that's a gift of being in tune with the... Everybody is getting these messages all the time. And it's a matter of learning how to recognize them.
Yes. How to be open to the universe. You know, I love what you said about God writes the books and he collects the royalties, because that's the way I feel about my latest book, Real Fast Talk Radio. I feel like Daniel Hall put this book together with minor assistance from me, and now I collect the royalties. So it's kind of a fun thing for an author to actually experience at some point in their life. Let's talk a little bit now about the issue of mental illness. We hear so much about mental illness because we've had so many tragedies in our country and throughout the world. Actually, this last weekend, it was such a tragic weekend in France. So a lot of times people have mental illness, which causes them to do horrific things. Let's share your thoughts on mental illness and what we need to know about this topic.
I don't believe anybody's crazy. You drive me batty when my colleagues described our clients as crazy. Mm-hmm. I believe that people see different realities, and some of us don't see those realities. I personally went through that with my mom. She was in a different world. When she hit 80, she saw things that terrified her, and I couldn't see them. But where we lived, it had been a Civil War battleground, and what she was seeing, I think she was really seeing them.
There,
I actually have a book I haven't published because it's incredibly long and it's very well researched about the many different causes. Whether a huge one is what we eat, it's what our microbiome is. The microbiome is what is in our gut. Actually, more messages go from our gut to our brain than vice versa. And you're actually supposed to have, it's about 8 pounds worth of parasites down there. Now, there are parasites you don't want to have, but that's one of the new fields. It's not a new field. It's new that it's coming into its own, and you see it everywhere these days. There are very hormonal imbalances, environmental pollutants, other people's energy. When I present live, I do a demonstration of how other people's thoughts, I don't even have to say anything, impact each other. There are so many factors that lead to mental illness, and many often, especially with elderly people, it's something physically wrong that a doctor doesn't know to look for. So that's why I wrote this really long book with all these chapters, and my working title is You Can Prevent and Reverse Mental Illness, because I believe that, because I've seen it. I've read so many studies on it.
This is a fascinating topic. It's a very current topic. It's an essential topic for Americans to discuss. We need to put it on the table. We need to talk more about the situation with the pharmaceutical companies. There is so much information that needs to be spread and shared with other people. Right now, we're going to share from our sponsors, and then when we come back with Allie, we'll close up with a few other comments on mental illness.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back with my guest today, Ali Bierman, and she wrote a book, Thrive, Don't Just Survive, that we are talking about today. Also, we're talking about the book she wrote on mental illness, consequences when the brain misfires. On the cover of this book, it's a chilling cover because it actually has five young men whose brains did misfire and they committed some horrific crimes, mass murders. How did, what's your view as a psychotherapist about the situation with mental illness in our country right now?
Well, personally, I have pretty strong feelings about that. The media, if you look in the media, mm-hmm. it focuses on what's wrong, what's bad, what's missing. It's what sells, according to the media. That's how they justify what they're doing. When mm-hmm. I was working on my master's, there was someone in my class who grew up on a small island that had no media. She said there was zero crime there. So it's
really?
What energy are you going to allow yourself to plug into? Because the massive thought form out there is negative, and it's pain. And the fact is, we were actually, that our default was to be happy. And now, because of all these thought forms, it takes us extra energy to move to a place of being happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with Bob Proctor about 20 years ago, long before The Secret, and he shared that he never watched the news, and he recommended that we don't watch it, and I stopped watching it, and I look for, and I find the good in everything, and in situations, I can find it too, because you will always and only find what you're looking for. And if what you're looking for is what's wrong and what's bad about our society, well, walk down the street. How many people are smiling? Mm-hmm. Most people at best have a ho-hum, if not a grimace on their face. They don't make eye contact. Where's the smile and the high?
Absolutely. You know, before we close out our show, we've got about 4 minutes. Let's just briefly, Ali, go through the 7 tips daily checklist to thrive. The first tip you give is drink enough water. Now, how much water is that?
Well, usually you take your body weight and you divide it in two. It's that many glasses.
Okay.
So if you weigh 100 pounds, it would be 50 ounces. Is that many ounces?
Okay.
That's if you don't do caffeine or alcohol. For each serving of caffeine or alcohol, you need to replace the dehydrating effects with 2 to 3 more cups of water. I specialize in hydration in my healthcare practice. It's critical. It really is, and it's overlooked.
Okay, and it's something that we've talked about on the show before, to try to stay away from diet sodas, sugar drinks, and to try to drink real, real pure water.
Yeah.
Number 2, meditate, even just for 5 minutes.
Yes, it's going to take you away from the thinking mind. The thinking mind is usually critical. In fact, I call it the commentator. It's making comments about everything you're experiencing in the world, so you're not even actually experiencing people or things. You're just listening to those comments, and they're going to be negative. And the meditation allows you to create the habit of being, just being, not trying to do anything.
Number 3, wake up and get the human growth hormone, HGH, that your body produces by moving around, march in place, get your butt off and get going, right?
Yes.
Number four, eat well. There's tons of inaccurate information created and supported by big food, big pharmacy, big medicine, and the U.S. government. This is keeping us fat, and it's definitely taking families down. And you also state that humans are not designed for today's wheat. We need to, there's no such thing as healthy whole grains, not even organic whole grains. That's quite a statement.
I actually give a 90-minute talk on grains, and in particular on wheat. And okay. The research out there is like 50 years of research, and pretty compelling.
Well, we're going to have you back and do a show on organic and whole grains wheat. I'd love to talk about that. The number five, discover how to write a gratitude list. Do it every morning and every evening. That is just an amazing habit to get into.
Yes, and it starts your day off, so you're in that kind of energy and looking for the great things, and then it also sets your mind up for sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Number six, I love this one especially, create the habit of happiness. Move your happiness level up 8 to 9 or 10 so you will handle and quickly recover from bad things that happen to everyone. It's a fact of life. And number seven, instantly turn around any unhappy minute so you feel happy. Feeling unhappy lowers your frequency, making it impossible to attract anything good to you. Those are seven things that anyone listening can do. You can start doing those today. Go to Allie's website. You can download her paper. She has all sorts of valuable, valuable information. Allie, thank you. It has been a delight having you back on the show, and I hope we can do this again very soon.
Oh, that would be exciting. Thank you very, very much.
You are a wonderful person, an extraordinary. Actually, she's one of my priceless personalities of the day. We hope you've enjoyed our show. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you, just like Allie. This is a show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you would like to be a guest or advertise, just go to info@januaryjones.com. We really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. I'd love to welcome you to our wonderful no whining world. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, I wish you could join me here in the studio and watch the winter wonderland that's right outside my window. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Allie Bierman. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Serato.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
What is it?
It's good.
It's you want me to get that? You want me to get that? Thank God for blessing me? Or what? Thank God for doctors to show up. Okay, you can pick. Okay. Well, that sounds good, huh? This Molly thing is interesting. Well. Oh, it says that the Lord and part of Molly fell under the control of the Grizzly to Al Qaeda. But large areas of the country remain lawless. Probably not a place you want to go visit. Lawless. They're shooting at anything that moves. Thank you.
And then tonight there's going to be three of them here. America, if we treat all Muslims and all Syrians the same, we are doing exactly what ISIS wants us to do. Their stated goal is to represent all Muslims everywhere. That would be like the KKK or the Spanish Inquisition representing all the world Christians. We need to work with mainline Muslims at home and abroad, the fleeing Syrians, as well as all those in Syria who oppose ISIS to right the ship. It's not easy. It's not without Syrians suspecting every Muslim is playing right in there. Hmm. That's an interesting comment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This one. In response to statements from Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz that we should only allow Christians to come into the United States, might I suggest that we limit entry to the U.S. to just humanists? This would eliminate the threat of all religious zealots and probably raise the average IQ of the general population, which would be a win-win proposition. The football player coming in the center side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not World War One or World War Two, and I'd be willing to bet that none of these people have family members or friends in the military. Until we have a draft and a war cap, and everyone has skin in the game, we should not be sending our men and women into a ground war. I'm reading the editorial. Years now, whenever I've been with a college campus, I've tried to make a college point. It basically goes like this. You could think it is somehow rebellious and liberal. So let me see if I get this right. The administration at the school, they're liberal. The professors are liberal. Your high school teachers are probably liberal. Your textbooks are, for the most part, liberal. Hollywood is liberal. The music industry is liberal. The fashion industry is liberal. Publishing is liberal. The mainstream media are liberal. Silicon Valley is liberal. Believe it or not, most corporations and the overwhelming majority of charitable foundations are liberal. And that's why they can't elect the Republican Party. Because in the fucking country, it's liberal. And yet, you think you're sticking it to the man by agreeing with them. Well, this is, that's about Trump.
Thank you.
That'll be a big day at Walmart. That's Black Friday. That's when all the sales are. Now, you're doing a Friday and then you're doing this. That'll be a biggie. Joey, we're going to have to get you out. At Normandy.
So I don't know what they're planning for breakfast, but you've got them.